Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
I want to go higher in the Lord.
And I want you to know today that God, He is God, and He is God all by Himself. I would like you to know that this is the Breakthrough Broadcast Hour of Power with your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour. We are coming live from the beautiful and bold city of Jacksonville, Florida. We know in the name of Jesus that God gets all the glory, He gets all the honor, and yes, He gets all the praise. The word of God says, if I be lifted up. He said that He will draw all men unto Him. Not some men, but He'll draw all men, men and women, boys and girls, black and white, yellow and red. He will draw them unto Him. But all we need to do is lift up that great and that mighty name of Jesus. And today we're getting ready. We're excited about what God is going to do on today. We're excited about the Word of God, because the Word of God brings life. And the Word of God says we shall have life, and we shall have it more abundantly. But we cannot have life except we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall have victory in our lives. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do great and mighty things. I want you to know today that we're going to be preaching from the 10th, 11th chapter of St. John, and we're going to begin at that first verse. And I want you to call a neighbor. I want you to get a friend and let them know that the hour of power is on the air. And we're going to let God have His way today, and we're going to be blessed, because God has already done great and mighty things, and God is going to continue to do great and mighty things in our lives. And we're going to talk about today, Jesus raises Lazarus. Don't you know how excited that is? To know the power of God, the power of God. Jesus raising a man from the dead. And let's go ahead and get into the Word of God today. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, the Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Let's read that again. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Her brother, she was concerned about her brother. Anyone that have family and their brother or their sister or their mother or anybody in their family have infirmity or sick in their body, you are concerned about them. So therefore, here in the third verse it says, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. They had sent a message to the Lord because they knew that the Lord loveth Lazarus. They knew that the Lord loveth them. So a message was sent to the Lord that Lazarus was sick, because they knew if they get the message from to the Lord that their brother was going to be all right. So therefore they sent the message to Jesus. Let them know that he whom thou lovest, the person that you love, Lord Jesus, he is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days in the same place where he was. Oh, my God, He loved that Lazarus. He loved that Mary. He loved that Martha. But yet, when he got the word for the glory of God, he didn't just take off. He didn't just leave that day. But he stayed there two more days. He did not leave, but stayed there two more days in that same place. Then after that, said he to his disciples, "Oh, let us go into Judea again." And his disciples say unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again?" And Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." These things said he unto them, after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. He was letting him know that Lazarus was at peace, that Lazarus was asleep, that actually Lazarus was dead. He had died. Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep," because they thought in the time around, they thought it was a natural sleep that Lazarus was sleeping. And the disciples say, "Well, if he sleep, he do it well. If he sleep," in other words, he's not in any pain. But this is not the sleep that God was speaking to his disciples. How that Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Sometimes you have to make it plain to the people. You have to make it plain to the people of God. Sometimes they don't understand where you're coming from. Jesus knew, my God, that these disciples, they did not know where he was coming from. They thought that he was taking a natural sleep. But Jesus had to let them know, no, he's not taking a natural sleep. But he, that Lazarus, is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there. Can you imagine that? Mary and Martha had sent for Jesus, and they knew that Jesus loved that Lazarus and them, but yet Jesus decided that he's going to wait two more days, that the glory of God, that God can be glorified. They decided that he was going to wait two more days until he knew that Lazarus had died. It was the purpose that God could be glorified. And then in that 15th verse, Christ said, I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let's go unto him. Oh, I know that he is dead. I know that Lazarus has gone to sleep. But let's go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." And here we find in the word of God that Jesus, letting them know that he is, that I am the resurrection and I am the life. Then Jesus came and he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Oh, my God. He had died. They had put him in the grave that anointed his body, and he was there already 4 days. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs long. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their mother. You know how that is. When one is lost, when one goes to sleep, and it's just like for the people of God, those that are, know Jesus Christ, they don't really die. They just sleep away because they know that they're going to be with Jesus Christ. They know that their soul is saved. But here the Lord let them know that here, that although that he had been dead both days, the other Jews that came and they comfort Mary and they comfort Martha. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. And when Martha then said, Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Lord, if you only had been here. Lord, if you were here when he was sick, when he was suffering, when he was in infirmity, Lord, I know that he would not have died. I know that he would have died if you were here. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. See, they listen at this. Jesus said, thy brother Martha, your brother, he will rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that last day. I know Jesus, because I know that Lazarus is saved. I know that he knows the Lord. But Jesus letting her know that he is going to rise. Martha said he's going to rise at that last day. But that is not what Jesus was talking about. Again, Jesus had to explain to let her know. Jesus said unto her, I am, come on, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And we know that Lazarus believed in Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, and I am that resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, believeth thou this. And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she arose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. They thought that she was going to weep because her brother Lazarus was dead. And when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. And Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And said, where have ye laid him? Mary had fell down at the feet of Jesus. She had fell down at the Master's feet. And when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews also weep also with her. And Jesus groaned in his spirit. And he said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. They seen him weep. And they thought, oh, how much Jesus loved that Lazarus. And some of them said, could not this man, which over the eyes of the blind have caused that even the man should, this man should not have died? And Jesus therefore again groaned in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a grave and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. They knew it had been 4 days that Lazarus had been in the grave. They knew it had been 4 days that Lazarus had died. And in the modern time, you would think that the body would decompose. You would think that even Martha said that he stinketh. By this time, he stinketh. But Jesus knew that he was God. And Jesus knew that he was God all by himself. He knew that he was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he asked or think. So therefore, he told Jesus, said, take ye away the stone. And then Martha said, the sister of him that was dead, the sister of Lazarus, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. Yes. But he has been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe that thou should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which standeth by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. He that was dead came forth. He that was in the grave 4 days came forth. He came forth bound, hand and foot, with gray clothes. And his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. And many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the thing that Jesus did believed on him. Oh, God worked with signs and wonders. He knew even when he was at the place that he were, the place that he abides there today, he knew that he was going to bring Lazarus back to life. He knew that he wanted to make believers out of those that doubted. He wanted to make believers and stronger believers out of even his disciples, the disciples that walked with him, the disciples that was being teached and taught that God is able to do all things. Even when they thought Lazarus was asleep, but really was dead, they were getting and they seen the power of God. They see Jesus Christ. They see him raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews were saying to Mary, and had seen the thing which Jesus did, believe on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told things what Jesus had done. We need to stand upon God's word. We need to know that God, he is God and God all by himself. All Jesus did a miracle in the life of Lazarus. He brought Lazarus back to life. He brought Lazarus back from the dead. Jesus let them know that Lazarus told them at first that he was asleep. But then he had made it plainly that Lazarus was dead. And yet he knew that what he was about to do. He knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. And we have to know that God is able to move in our lives no matter what the situation it is. If God, and he did, was able to raise a man that was dead for 4 days and bring him back to life, God is able to bring life unto a man or woman that are pronounced dead, but yet they can live through the word of God by the miraculous work of God. Somebody say that those days are over, but Jesus lives and his spirit lives, his power lives, his anointing lives in us and in his people that believe him. Jesus said he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of things. And there is nothing too high for God. When I began to think about in Luke, the 7th chapter, oh my God, in the 11th verse, when Jesus had raised a widow's son, do you remember that? When Jesus had raised that widow's son from the dead. And let us go and read a little bit about that. And it says, and it came to pass the day after that, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. And now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, and the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. This dead man that was carried out was the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Oh, my God. They were getting ready to bury him. They were getting ready. They said that he was dead. They was having his service, but yet God had compassion. Jesus Christ had compassion on them. And God called this young man to come back to life. Oh, what of the power of God? What about the power of God? God is able to move in behalf of his people. And then when we look there at that, even in Luke, that 8th chapter, and we find there in the 41st verse there, and we began to read God's word, and we talk about how Jesus had raised Jairus' daughter as well from the dead. And here we find that in that 41st verse it says, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come to his house. But he had one only daughter. Listen at that. The other woman who was a widow, she didn't have but one son. And Jesus had compassion and raised him back today to life. And here, Jairus, he didn't have but one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was lying there dying. But here he wanted Jesus to come and to heal his daughter. And here we find that in that 49th verse, it says, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue, house, saying unto him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered and said, fear not, believe only, and ye and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not. She is not dead, but sleeping. And they locked him to scorn. Oh, you got to be mad, Jesus. What's wrong with you? This child is dead. Knowing that she was dead, and he put them all out. Come on. Sometimes when you have people around you that don't believe and don't walk in faith and don't know the power of God and go stand there and lie, because of the fact that, oh, I don't believe what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Jesus, this young girl, she is dead. The maiden is dead. And here in that 54th verse it says, and he put them all out. And that's what he should have done. Put them all out, and he took her by the hand and called her and said, maid, arise. And her spirit came again. And she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Oh, we've seen three miracles this morning. Oh, my God, we've seen three miracles by the power of God. Oh, my God, we've seen Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, was raised from the dead. Oh, my God. We see the young man that had died, the only son of his mother. We've seen him brought back to life. We've seen a maiden that Jairus' daughter, the only daughter that he had, that had died. And yet, God brought this young maiden back to life. Oh, the power of God. Don't it tell you and that God is able to move on behalf of his people? Does not it tell you that there is nothing too hard for God? It does not tell you that we must stand in faith and power of the word. For the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We may not see it, may not feel it, but even when the touch, and they know that Rick and Martha's Moses is already taking place in this body, but yet it did not matter because God, he is God. God is God. He is creator of heaven. He is the creator of earth, and he knew that he was going to bring these people back to life. So when we in a difficult place, I don't care what the place it may be, I don't care what you may be going through today, you must know that there is nothing too hard for God. I believe the word of God say, Father, let us know that we must look to the heel with coming our help, knowing that our help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. I know that sometimes man runs to man, oh God, to deliver them, to bring them out. Sometimes many times man runs to the medicine cabinet to deliver them. Oh, sometimes man runs to the hospital, for the hospital, for the doctors to deliver them and to bring them out. But I want you to know, and I thank God for every doctor. I thank God for every nurse. I thank God for every anesthesiologist. I thank God for every CRNA. I thank God for those that are in the medical field. But there is nothing too hard for God. I thank God for the pharmacist. Oh, God, but there is nothing too hard for God, because God is able to do exceedingly. Oh, I've said it before today. I'm going to say it again, that there is nothing too hard for God to do, because we must stand upon God's word. For the word of God says that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or not one tittle of his word will fail. We got to stand on the word of God. It's not in what we see. It's not in what we feel. It's not in what somebody told us. It is in the word of God. I love what David said there in the word of God. He said that I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging bread. So I don't care what they dictate. You may go into your tablet this morning, or you may look in it last night and you didn't see but your last canned good in there, or maybe you didn't even see a canned good. Oh, you may look in the freezer and you didn't see any meat inside of that freezer. But I want you to know that God, he is God. He is God all by himself. And I remember, oh my God, one of a testimony that was given by the apostle Dr. Robert L. Jones at We're for Jesus Ministry. And what he said that when his mother were bringing them up, he was talking about all the things that they had gone through, and they were not able, they didn't have the food that they needed with the children that they had, and yet the mother had told them to put some hot water, if I can remember correctly, on the fire. They made the fire. They put some hot water on there. They didn't have any food in the house. But yet God, she knew, his mother knew that God was going to provide. God was going to be able to prepare food for those children and for that mother, and how God provided, and how the Lord brought forth in the name of Jesus, that I believe it was a turtle, and how the turtle came, and how they was able to kill that turtle, get that turtle, and put him in that hot water, and they had the food that they needed. And then he said another time how they was riding along, and again, I believe they didn't have the food that they needed, and it seems like they didn't know where it came from, but God will provide. Oh my God, how some bologna meat was in, you know how the long bologna meat are, how it slices up, how that it came from somewhere. I can't remember how he said it fell from somewhere. Don't know where it fell off a truck. Don't know if it fell off a car. I don't know where it came from. But yet God did provide. God provided for them, because I believe that his mother was a praying woman that believed God. I believe that this mother was a praying mother that stood on the word of God and knew that God will provide. And that's the same thing it is today, that we got to stand on the word of God. We got to know that God, that he is God, and he is God all by himself. No matter what we see or don't see, we got to know that God will provide. They see that Lazarus was dead. They see that Jairus' daughter was dead. They see that the widow's son was dead. It's not in what they see, oh my God, but it is in God's word. It is in God's word, and God was able to raise them back to life, and they didn't see, oh my God, the apostle John, they didn't see where the meal was coming from, but yet the mother trusted in the Almighty Lord. We must let God be our source. We must let God be our foundation. We must stand upon the word of God and know that God, that he is God and God all by himself. So at that this morning, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And if there's somebody out there, I know that your faith has been stirred up. I know that you have heard the word of God. And I know if you are backslide, I know if you are one that has given your life to Christ, if you just say yes to God's will and yes to his way, if you ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin, to come into your heart and to save you, I believe that God will save you. I believe that God will deliver you. I believe that God will make you free today. And we're getting ready. We're getting ready. Why don't you wake somebody up that maybe still sleep and tell them that you got a chance to give God your life this morning. You got a chance to enter in. You got a chance for the Lord to forgive you from your sin, to come into your heart and to save them. So I want you to get ready even now and repeat after me, because I believe that God's going to hear your prayer. I believe that God will save you this day and this hour. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart. I want to be saved. I want to be made righteous. Lord God, I want to talk different. I want to walk different. God, I want my heart to be different. Lord God, please cast every sin. Forget about the sin that I committed in my life. Make me that new creature in Christ Jesus, that old things have passed away. All things become new, God. I want to be saved. God, you saved. You saved to the uttermost. And Lord, do it even now. God, even you saved. And God, even as you raised Lazarus from the dead and you did a creative miracle in him, God, do a creative miracle in my life. Change me, Lord God. I want to be changed. I don't want to be the same. And Father, I thank you right now. And Father God, even as they have prayed, Lord God, even God, as they have asked you to forgive them for their sin, to come into their heart and to save them, Lord God, I ask you, God, to save them right now. I ask you, God, to deliver them, God. I ask you, God, to make them free, Lord God, because your words of whom the Son is made free is free indeed. God, that they don't have to be shackled anymore, that they don't have to be in bondage anymore, Lord God. And I ask thee, Father, to do it even now, God, according to your word. And Father, even now, I thank you, Lord God, for saving every person, Lord God. I thank you for delivering every person, Lord God. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, from every sin, for every transgression, God. God, save them right now. Deliver them, Father God, from everything that is not right in their lives. And this we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And Father, now in the name of Jesus, those that are sick, God, I pray right now for those that are infirmity in their body. God, I send a word, God, in the name of Jesus to Miss Della, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would touch her, Lord God. I pray that you would cause your healing power, God, to be demonstrated in her body. I pray, God, that you would touch her, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. I pray, God, that healing will be manifested, Lord, even today in Jesus' name. And, God, that you won't be the same. Lord, bring total healing, total deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I send the word to Carolyn. Carolyn, be healed. In Jesus' name, Father, cause the body to, Father God, to receive the healing. Oh, God, even now, in Jesus' name, Father God, we just thank you right now for your healing power, God, upon her body, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, even now, Lord God, oh, God, for looking from, upon Carolyn, the Carolyn, Father God. Lord, touch the other Carolyn, Lord, even now. Oh, God, touch her on the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Lord, cause healing in her body. Lord God, you know, Father God, what she needs. I bind all congestion and heart failure. I plead your blood, God, even now. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to move, Father God, on her behalf. I ask you, God, to fight every battle, knowing, God, that the battle does not belong to her, but the battle belongs to you. And God, that you're well able to fight every battle. And Father, I thank you for your healing power. Oh, God, those that are, Father God, oppressed and depressed, Lord, we pray joy oh God, upon the inner parts of the soul and the spirit. God, I bind right now all anger. Anger, I command you in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to you. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus right now to leave right now the minds and the bodies and the souls of your people. Oh, God, I anger about the situation. Oh, God, anger about the things that have gone through. God, anger about the things that are suffering, Lord God. Oh, Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for what you have done and what you're going to do, God, according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, we thank you. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just give you the praise and the glory for this day and this hour. Well, we just want to give God the glory. We thank God for, oh, what an exciting morning. What exciting morning. What exciting going through the word of God. How excited can we get if we just go through the word of God and believe the word of God? You have another chance to come and to be blessed of the Lord. You have another chance to join us on Thursday morning as we go before the Lord, as we come before him, and as we break the bread of life. We want you to tune in on this coming Thursday morning at 7 o'clock, the breakthrough broadcast, Hour of Power, with the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We want you to call your friend, call the neighbor. Say, why don't you wake up with the word? Why don't you wake up with the word? And we are looking forward to you to hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save your soul.